You mentioned that there are three aromatase inhibitors, the third generation, newer types of aromatase inhibitors. How do you decide which one to use?
Well, I think I come to the table with the general belief that all three of the aromatase inhibitors are similarly efficacious, that they're equally likely to be of benefit, and their toxicity profiles are perhaps subtly different, but I think that's the right word to use, subtly different, probably not enough different to make a treatment decision based upon toxicity profiles. And so the way that I make the decision is that I look at the situation that the patient is in, and if in that situation it's a situation where there is good clinical trials evidence that shows that the aromatase inhibitor should be utilized, I look at which of the trials show that benefit and which of the aromatase inhibitors they used.
So you try to match the patient's situation up with what the trials looked at.
That's correct. And so I try to do that as a policy on the off chance that there really is a subtle difference in the aromatase inhibitors that I'm just not catching from the clinical trials data and so forth. But truth be told, I think that all three of the AIs are similarly efficacious.
So in the three situations that you discussed, which is starting the aromatase inhibitor in the beginning, starting after 2 or 3 years of tamoxifen, or starting after 5 years of tamoxifen, which aromatase inhibitor do you generally use in each one of those situations?
Well, for the initial aromatase inhibitor therapy, I typically use anastrozole. We now have clinical trial data that would support both anastrozole and letrozole. The anastrozole data is more mature, but either one would be, I think, a reasonable choice. For the sequential use of 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen followed by an aromatase inhibitor, we have clinical trials looking at anastrozole and exemestane that have been reported, and so I would feel comfortable with either of those two. I believe that we'll have, in summer of 2006, data in that same situation looking at letrozole. And I also, in the extended therapy, so 5 years of tamoxifen followed by an aromatase inhibitor, the only aromatase inhibitor that's been studied in that setting is letrozole. And so in that context, I would use letrozole.